A long time ago, there was a baby named Leonard. This was a really long time ago, like 1,500 years ago. It's just so long ago, it's hard to imagine how long ago it was. But Leonard was brought to church by his family, who loved him very much, and they brought him into church, and they stood by the baptismal font, and they put water on his head, and Leonard was baptized. And that means that Leonard had a childhood a lot like yours. He came to church on Sundays, and he learned stories about Jesus, and he learned about God's love. And one of the things that especially impressed little Leonard about the stories of Jesus was how much Jesus cared about the prisoners, and that Jesus talked about freeing the prisoners. So sometimes when he could sneak away from his tutors and his teachers, Leonard would slip down into the dungeons of the castle, and he would visit the prisoners locked up there. And he would learn their names and make friends with them and learn their story. And then when he had a chance to go see the king, he would say to the king, "I think that you need to release these prisoners." And he would give a list of names to the king. And because the king was friends with Leonard's parents and admired Leonard's faith and devotion, he usually did what Leonard asked and released the prisoners on Leonard's list. When Leonard grew older, old enough to have a job, the king, who had been impressed with Leonard, said, "I'd like to give you an important job. You would earn a lot of money and you would have a lot of prestige. People would think very highly of you if you had this job." And Leonard said, "You know, I'm not really interested in those things. I think I would rather go learn more about God. I want to go to a monastery where I can really study the scripture and learn to pray." And so that's what Leonard did. And he spent his days studying the Bible and praying. And then he would spend some time working in the garden and working in the kitchen. And he was very happy. And when he had learned enough to satisfy himself, he began to really think again about the people out in the world who didn't know about God's love and didn't know anything about Jesus. And he decided to go stay in different towns and villages so that he could tell people about Jesus and about God's love. And that's what he did. And in his journeys and his travels, he had to go often into the forest. And the forest became one of Leonard's favorite places to pray. He would talk to God and express his devotion to God and listen to God. And people said that when Leonard was praying, he became so focused on God that even if a dragon came by, clicking its claws and breathing fire and smoke, Leonard didn't even notice. But one thing that Leonard always noticed, even if he was deep in prayer, was the cries for help that might arise from someone nearby or far away. And one time when he was deep in prayer, he heard a woman crying out. And so he jumped up from his prayers and he ran through the woods to see what might be the matter. And what he discovered was that the king and the queen and all their friends had gone on a hunting expedition into the forest, and they hadn't realized that really it was time for the queen to have her baby. And so right then and there in the forest, the queen was having her baby, and everybody was kind of scared and shook up. And so Leonard decided that the best thing he could do in this situation was to start praying again. And he prayed to God for the mother and for the baby. And when the baby was born healthy and well and the mother was safe, Leonard rejoiced and everyone else rejoiced and gave thanks to God for this wonderful new baby. And the king was so thankful for Leonard's willingness to help and for his prayers that once again he said, "I really would like to give you a reward, Leonard." But Leonard said, "I don't want money and I don't want gold. If you have such things to give away, please give them to people who are in need." Well, the king said, "There must be some way that I can express my appreciation." And Leonard said, "All right, you can give me a portion of this forest so that I would have a place to build a church where people around here can come and learn how to pray and can worship God." And that's what happened. They built the church and people came to pray for healing and for release. And they brought their children and put water on their heads so that they might be baptized into the rich and wonderful life of God. Let's join hands now so that we can say a prayer. Oh, we'll have to sort of have three people holding hands at once. Can we do that? Great. Dear God, we thank you for this church where we can belong and learn of your love and your mercy and your grace. We thank you for the church throughout the ages that have brought down to us the scripture and the stories of how to follow you. we pray that, like Leonard, we might be sensitive to the cries of those in need, and that with your protection and love around us, we might be safe from all the dragons. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.